Today will surely bring its shares of doubts and concerns, so for now, let's pause for a moment of encouragement with Dr. Tony Hare of Tony Hare Ministries.
It's the beginning of a new week, so let's share our love and set a goal of inviting 5 people to attend church with us. Have you ever asked someone who you know does not attend church this question? Do you think if they were to say no, that you shouldn't ask again? Do you make inviting people to church a part of your routine? Is church important to you? Do you attend church regularly? Does it matter to God if you go to church or not? Does it matter to God if you invite others to go to church? Believers have an individual accountability and a corporate responsibility as it pertains to church. We are held individually accountable to attend church ourselves, and we have a corporate responsibility to encourage others who do not attend church to attend. Who is we? You and I. Those of us who understand the seriousness of faithful church attendance must invite and encourage the unchurched. In the Epistle to the Hebrews, the writer addresses several things to include the imperfect and incomplete provisions of the Old Covenant given under Moses and the infinitely better provisions of the New Covenant offered by the perfect High Priest, Jesus Christ. So in Hebrews chapter 10, verse 24 and 25, it states, "And let us consider one another in order to stir up love and good works, not forsaking the assembling of ourselves together as the manner of some, but exhorting one another, and so much more as you see the day approaching." The day approaching is the day of Christ's return. As we see the day approaching, you and I should be stimulated and inciting people to give their lives to Christ and attend church. The writer of Hebrews says, "Forsake not the assembling of ourselves together." The writer is letting you and I know that collective and corporate worship is a vital part of spiritual life. The warning here is against falling away. When people do not attend church, they have a tendency to fall back into their old ways. When people attend church, they worship individually and corporately, building one another up. That's why the writer prefaced this verse with verse 24, "Let us consider one another in order to stir up love and good works." When we come together on the day of worship, the love of Christ is put on display and shared amongst believers, and those in service who have not accepted Christ are infected by this love. This love draws the non-believer in, and it produces good works. The love and good works is often carried by you and I outside of the four walls of the building by the body of believers called the church. It's in the house of God that you and I are reminded, gassed up, admonished, exhorted, and encouraged to continue the good fight of faith. Invite someone to attend church with you this week. These are just a few words to encourage and remind you to keep the main thing the main thing.
Join us each weekday morning for Moment of Encouragement. Discover more when you download the free Tony Hare Ministries app on your mobile device. Hear the latest message, start your personal Bible reading plan, customize your private journal, and much more. Download the free Tony Hare Ministries app today.